Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the T. Lou Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at.
G Lou Queen Jean, so fresh, so clean. Yes, sir.
is G Lou. Throwing up the W for Westside Wednesdays, no not to trouble you. Back up in it on the scene with Queen G, no mean, but keep a whole lot of good green. Too clean, never do a half-ass. Gotta say rest in peace to the homie badass. On smash, do the shit the flyway. 110 East, blowing gas on the highway. I stay with a Blog Talk Radio every single Wednesday. That's the only way to go. Whether Rosecrans, Broadway, or Slauson, you can find an OG like me flossing. With the Westside Car Club, Brick City made on the plaque. Cadillac when I park, cuz show me love but don't show me shit. In the words of the big homie DJ Quick, ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. When I stand up in it like a candlestick, we make hits for you to bang this shit. Got my own station so you know I'm gon' play this. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, no, we right here at the G Lou Show. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, no, we right here at the G Lou Show. You know, it's Westside Wednesday, the G Lou Show. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. G Lou with the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Yeah. Sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM Islam, OG Music, and the Westside Car Club. Come on, come join us every Wednesday night. Where they doing it at? And you do know that. Rest in peace, badass. Okay, here we go. There we go. Welcome to Westside Wednesdays Radio Show. I am your host with the most, Big G Lou, and I am back for another spiel. You dig? Before we get started, I want to give a special shout-out to our sponsors for the evening. Special shout-out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, and the Kwanglomerate out of the Bay Area, man. Mass media team. Follow them on IG and all platforms. Jeff Kwan, that's my bro right there. Like I said, top of the year, we got some great new stuff and great interviews coming back up at the top of the year. BTP Media Group. Also, 93.3 Tweed FM Izzle. My big bro Tweed Cadillac does his thing on Thursday nights. Blog Talk Radio. He calls it the After Six Cruise Mix. You dig? And I co-host with him. And tomorrow we'll have a special show because the homeboy JD is free. You know, JD of the Lynch Mob. I ain't never got gaffled like that. I used to do the jacket. McDonald's was my spot. We got the homie JD on tomorrow night. 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. Tune in. The homie has an incredible story. Just did like, how many years, JD? Damn near 30 years, homie. You know what I mean? He's back home. And we're going to talk to him tomorrow night on the show. So tune in tomorrow night. 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. 7 p.m. Pacific, you dig? Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. She produces the G Lou Show After Hours with me. Conversation in the Hookah Lounge. Got a new book out right now. Got a whole catalog on Amazon. Go follow her right now. Dee Dee Harrison, IG, Dee Dee _ Harrison, man. Check out her catalog of books and check out this, all the great stuff she does. She's also a producer as well. And a publisher. You want your book published, get at Dee Dee. She'll get you hooked up, homie. And One World Magazine, the dopest flyest magazine in the world. Tap in with the homies. Follow them on IG. The number one World Magazine. Get you hooked up. Also, StreetLevelClothing.com. You want them OG golf hats that I wear, all the OGs wear? StreetLevelClothing.com. Also, check out our YouTube channel. We got a YouTube channel, The G Lou Show. YouTube channel. Great content over there. Great interviews. We do it all, bro. Check it out. Also, the GLUShow.com. That's the website. You know what I mean? Tap into that. You can get your apparel. Past Blog Talk shows, all our YouTube shows, all of that, right? And the music. Can't forget the music, man. We got a catalog of music as well. Recently released EP called 1122, produced by our guest tonight, Digital West, and my homeboy DJ Maniac. So check that out too. And like I said again, don't forget tomorrow night, 93.3 FM. I can't say it enough, JD. It's going to be an honor to interview JD with the homie Tweed tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 93.3 Tweed FM ism. With that being said, check it out, man. I got a special guest tonight. You know what I mean? This dude right here needs no introduction, but he does because some of y'all don't know him yet. But, man, you heard him on my new EP, 1122, that banger Slow Boogie. We got the video up right now. It's going crazy. And he's done production with Kev Mack. Oh, you check out Kev Mack videos, you hear the homie Digital West sprinkled in there. And he's worked with a whole gang of other artists. He's from the Midwest, y'all. You know what I mean? Detroit, the 313. You know, so that is our special guest tonight. Let me tap in with my homeboy Digital West right now because he is here. Okay. I had to get a homie a proper introduction. D West.
What up, Lou? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you for having me on tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man. I just sprinkled them like, you know, with that intro. Actually, that intro was on the EP, too, on the intro, man.
Yep.
I sprinkled with a little something, man, you know. And like I said, that Slow Boogie is going crazy. Everyone loves it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know we got some new stuff coming up. We'll get into all that later. But we got Digital West here. Digital West, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, homie.
Yes, sir. My name is, once again, Digital West from the Midwest, Detroit, West Side, off 6 Mile, East Side, West Side, man, Oak Park, everywhere, man, Southfield, you name it, I done lived there, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's an honor, homie, to be on your show, man, and, man, to work with you, man. We got big things in store. Big things in store.
Right. Definitely, yes, sir. Definitely. And tell us, man, how a little bit about your background. I mean, if you want to get personal or whatever, if you want to just, you know, music or whatever, but a little bit of background. I mean, you come from Detroit, which is a musical city. I know we talked on our other platform, the After Hours show. If anyone missed that show, like I said, our YouTube channel, tap into that. Digital West is on there, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got into production. Well, it started back 1996. Me doing beats on the karaoke machine and chopping up beats on Maxwell tape and getting the programs on the PlayStation.
Hold on. Go back. He said the Maxwell tape that people don't know.
Yes. So what I used to do with the Maxwell tapes is, like I told you in the previous interview, I had a cousin named Polk, homeboy named Fonzo. We used to rap against these guys called the Landlords, and they was East Coast based. And us, we was more on that West Coast, Midwest type of thing, and I was into the funk heavy, as you know. So I take old funk tracks, chop them up on the Maxwell, put two in a karaoke machine, and chop up the beats and record them, and we will rap through the karaoke machine on the beat. I'll sample them, like One Way Cutie Pie.
Right.
And it's crazy. That was the first funk track I did, which they are from Detroit as well. I meant to tell you that in the first interview.
Oh,
my
man,
brother,
I didn't know that.
My brother, I went to school with Al Hudson's daughter and Alicia Myers' daughter.
Damn.
Their kids went to Southfield High. And my brother grew up with Al Hudson's son from One Way, who played bass.
Wow. That's one of my favorite groups. I know I talk about a lot of groups I love, but One Way, man, I love One Way, man. Seriously.
Yeah, One Way and Alicia Myers. I live next door to Alicia Myers. Yeah, I didn't tell you that in the first interview. I used to live next door to Alicia Myers in Southfield, Michigan. Alicia Myers, who sings Play Your Cards, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, next door to him. Went to school with her daughter, man. We the same age.
Wow.
They doing. Follow me on IG, man. They still around. Yes, sir.
Hey, tell me what was it about, sorry to cut you off just briefly while I'm thinking about it, because I'm going to ask you this before. What was it about the funk? Because, like you said, you wanted to produce and started producing, but you specifically prefer the funk and stuck with the funk and do funk now. That's really why I tapped in with you, too. And you're
really
special.
You really want to know, G Lou, man? I'm gonna tell you, it's something about that funk and G funk. It hits my soul. It's like a certain feeling I get when I hear it. I ain't gonna lie, man. It'll bring like a, you really get deep with it. It'll bring a tear to your eye. How good the vibrations that hit your soul. I mean, the instruments from the class to the whoever's singing. It's just, I can't explain it. It never plays out. I can listen to it over and over. And over,
right.
And over. For the last, all my life, I never got tired of funk, soul, R&B, G. I never got tired of it. It's timeless. And when it's done right, it's on to the next generation and the next generation. So when we gone, hopefully it'll be another Digital West in the making that's going to create the same sound but fresher, but keep the same elements. Don't put no trap. Don't put no drill in it. Keep it original, uncut funk. And that's what I'm trying to do. You know, stick to the formula. If not broke, don't fix it. Stop playing it up. Keep it.
Wow.
Yes.
That's beautiful you say that, because I feel the same way. Like funk, I always say the funk never dies. Like funk is just something about that funk. And like you said, you can go back decades. But, man, that funk, that bass, bass guitar, that bass line, that bass guitar, and that, you know, it's just that funk, man, is just undeniable, you know, and I'm glad you kept it alive.
And every time they try to bury it, somehow it comes off the ground like Jason. The arm comes off the ground like you can't keep us down. They try to kill the funk off, but it always resurged. I don't care. Somebody is always trying to bring it back. And then you can't deny it. How they tried to bury it, and it's coming back again.
Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead, G Lou.
No, I don't want to cut you. I was just gonna chime in, but I don't want to break your train of thought.
No,
go ahead, what you were saying, bro.
I just want to say something else, man. You know, and I feel like this too, man. People can take it how they want to take it, but I feel like brothers threw it away, man. I feel like it's not too many brothers doing G funk anymore. I feel like it's not too many of us doing it anymore, man.
Let me chime in on that though. Do you think that's more of not us or just the new generation? Because the new generation and the new sound that not only the youngsters are doing, but they have almost forced on people, like that. It's almost undeniable that like it gets buried and thrown away. I don't think by us, but by the industry, by the radio, the folk, like whoever is controlling the music, because now. They force this other sound down your throat almost. I mean, even when I try to, like, I can't really listen to radio except it's like an old school station. And even when I'm in my car, I got the satellite radio in there, you know, because it's just in my car. I used to have satellite back in the day, but that shit is like kind of whack now. Besides Rock the Bells, old school radio, but even that radio, it's all with the same sounds with the new shit. So, do you think it's that or we threw it away or? What's going on now? The forces that be.
I think it's a combination of both, because I feel like brothers is ashamed of it. Like for some reason, like when I talk to people, this is me talking to people at work about it. It's like people don't want to remember it for some reason. It's like it's old or something. You know, I just feel like I see people my age riding around banging this new trap music. I'm like, bro, come on, man. You know we want to raise. That's what the youngsters.
That's what I get. I mean, I get the youngsters, but like you say, I got people old as my age or, you know, and just like, come on, man. Like, you know, I don't know, bro.
Man, I'm seeing it, man. Dudes, man, with salt and pepper beers, man, bumping that new stuff in tight jeans. And I be like,
and wearing skinny jeans.
Bro.
I was about to say that next, but I didn't want to offend you because you may have some skinny jeans. I don't know. But the skinny jeans, too, I don't. I'm sorry,
never.
I didn't want you. I got to check, bro. Got to do a mic check.
No, G Lou, man. Listen, let me tell you what I got in the closet. Bro. Hey, listen, homie.
Oh,
I got
shit. We're going to get real tonight.
501s, homie. Dickies and Ben Davis. That's all I wear.
Okay.
Dickies, 501s, and Ben Davis. Gorilla cuts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm OG for fools. With the croaker sacks.
With the croaker sacks.
Yeah, man.
Digital West, my man. Go ahead, bro.
I just want to say, when you hear my G-Funk, you don't know it's a brother doing it, man. Because I feel like it's a lot of other people doing G-Funk, but it's like, it's different, man. And mine, you don't know, like, wow. That's Digital West right there, man. That digital, it sounds like It sounds like 1970, 1980, 1990.
Right.
That's how my phone.
I feel that way too. I think you kind of have a signature sound. Maybe an outside ear may not know that's another funk track. But since I know you now, I think you have a signature sound. Would you say when you created your sound or as you've been going on, because I know you learn as you go and get more comfortable with your sound, would you say that you try to have a signature sound with your sound so people would know, or do you just have it? What would you say about that?
To be honest, I hope I have a signature sound. I don't know. That's up to the people to say when they hear my stuff, oh, that's good. I'm going to tell you who tells me that is my wife and mother. They'd be like, I sound like I heard you on the radio. No, Mom, that's not me. It sounds like you.
Right.
So I'm thinking I might do have my own sound. That's what I'm trying to work on. I might keep certain elements.
Okay.
I might use
I just asked because I think you have a signature sound, but some people may say they don't want a signature sound because they don't want to sound just the same. But I think every producer, for the most part, even when they do different things and all that, it's like when a producer is etched in the game, certain producers, any good producers, I don't know, their sound. You know when you hear Pharrell, even if you don't know who that singing is, for the most part, that's a Pharrell beat, right? Same with Timbaland. He had his sound. Dre, I would say sometimes you don't know, but Quick, his sound when you hear it. You know what I mean? So I guess great producers do have a signature sound over time.
Yes, sir. And that's what I want. I want to have a signature. I want people to know, hey, that's a digital way. I can hear by the certain way to clap the drum kick or the certain synthesizer or a bass line. That's digital way there, And even if it might have a familiar, say it might have a Battle Cat feel or Dame Funk or just a Quick or something, you know that's me blending all people who I looked up to over years and smashing it with my own flavor.
Let me throw this in there because you mentioned Dame Funk, right? I think he's exceptional too to what I was just speaking on about a signature sound, and especially from a newer producer. Not saying he's new, I know he's been doing his thing, but as far as newer on the scene, just like yourself. And
sure,
it's crazy you say Dame Funk because you kind of remind me of Dame Funk in that way. You have a signature, it's all the way funky. Like Dame Funk makes sure his shit is funky to the core, right? But he has his own kind of sound and his bass, his 808s and his bass line. And Dame Funk, and you kind of remind me of him in that way. And I know he does it purposely. Now, at first I said, I don't know, but he kind of goes off beat just a little bit, if you know what I mean. When you hear his, I don't know. You know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah, definitely know what you mean. He does that on purpose.
Okay. I thought so.
I believe he does that on purpose. He does that because he has some crazy drum patterns. And I think he does that so you can't copy his drum. His drum patterns are
So I ain't tripping then. I ain't tripping. I thought so.
I studied him. He has a Prince kind of feel. If you listen to it, it kind of reminds you of Andre Simone and Prince.
Yes.
He gives me that Prince, Andre Simone, that boogie. He has that specialized in boogie funk, that early 80s.
Right.
He's a fan of me of the early 80s funk. He's definitely a fan of that synthesizer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Buddy Dame Funk, and he's a hell of a producer. He keeps it uncut.
He keeps it really uncut.
Listen, you could play an 80s record and play it next to Dame Funk, and it'll sound just like an 80s record.
Yes,
He's not at all. He's straight 80s. Like, you listen to his records, you can play with O'Brien. You can play it with the time. You're going to be like, man, he studied, man. He's good, man. So that's the feel.
Yeah, Dame Funk is hard. I fuck with Dame. That's why I say you really remind me of Dame Funk, man. Real talk. But in your own different way, though. But similar, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I feel like I'm nowhere near him, but thank you. That's a compliment, man. I'm trying to reach that level.
Bro. Seriously, bro, you got it. Shout out to Dame Funk, Pasadena Zone. Hopefully, we'll get him on here one day. Before I continue, because I want to go to that slow boogie, man. But before I do that, I see my co-host Queen Jean pulled up, man. Let me bring Queen, because I know she would love to holler at you, man.
Oh,
Queen
sure.
Jean, you there?
Hey, I was just really kick back, enjoying the convo, feeling the energy and the vibe. Digital West, good evening. How are you, NG Lou?
Good evening to you, Queen. Good evening, Queen.
Good. Yeah, I was just like, I said, oh, this reminds me of when I wasn't a co-host and I was just in the queue and I'm listening to this whole conversation and, yeah, good info. When you said Alicia Myers, I would start singing If You Play Your Cards Right. I just started singing and I said, I know G. Lou don't have me out. And then when you said Al Hudson, isn't that the show and tell? That was his joint, right? Absolutely.
Al Hudson from One Way.
Wow.
From One Way.
He was the bass player.
That was Al. That was the other
Al
show and tell.
Al Wilson.
Al Wilson. Yeah.
Al Hudson.
Yeah.
Al Hudson was One Way.
Yeah. Al Hudson was One Way.
Okay.
One Way was
and,
bad.
Yeah, One Way is bad, but I didn't know the artist, obviously, if I said show and tell. But yeah, I was listening to you. So yeah, great conversation. Even when you mentioned the Maxwell, is that the little cassettes?
Yeah, the Maxwell. I used to record with the, chopping up, beats from the Maxwell on the karaoke machine because I didn't have any drum machines at the time.
Was it Maxwell or Maxwell? I think it was Maxwell.
Maxwell.
I don't know.
Maxwell.
Okay.
Yep.
Nah, but the Maxwell tapes were... Nah. The Maxwell tapes were actually the better tapes. Because, they had a lot of the tapes. But Maxwell, those were actually the good ones, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You had the Maxwell tapes. You could do some good recording with those. Yeah.
Yep, about $10.
I only remember them because I used to take a pencil and put in the center of it to get the... That's real old school, right, Kings? That's real old school.
You had to put that pencil
in there and bring them back,
Yeah.
Work back then, didn't even know you had
and
that
you
skill.
You could record.
That was the skill.
Then you put the paper in there and do your record like on the radio or whatever. Or check it out. Or if the tape broke, you could tape the tape back together. And that joint would still play.
Absolutely.
It'll mess up a little bit in that part, but it would still play. So the cassette tapes were incredible, man, back in the day.
Yeah, that's what we had.
Yeah.
Then I can also relate to when you were saying about music, how music just touch your soul, like the depth of your soul. Some music just do that for me. It does it a lot too. Where you do jerk a tear, you do cry, you do drop a tear because it touches you just like that. So I can relate to that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's what I want to make people hit that dance floor. That's my thing. Get on the dance floor. I got to do that, or just bob your head real good. Feel it. Feel all my instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Let it.
Music that when you hear the instruments, that's why I love old school music, because I love to hear the real instrument. Like, you can hear that bang of the drum, or you can hear them strings being played. That's like the best music. What was you going to ask me, King G. Lou?
No, I just asked you, was anything you wanted to ask Digital West?
I'm learning Digital West, so listening to everything that he was saying, that's why I'm elaborating on it.
Okay.
I'm an open book. I'm an old learner.
Okay.
He said, I'm an open book.
Learn me.
Look, I just told somebody last night, don't study me because you're going to graduate. Just don't. And he was like, what you say? I said, don't study me like that. Yeah, absolutely. Don't think you know me because you know me for a year. So it's so many layers, And that's where things get twisted up. People think because they've known you for this, a year, I really, really know you. No, it's layers to me. It's layers to me. Like, I'm 63 years old, so it's a lot of layers to me. So you're not going to just get to know me.
He said, oh, wow.
I thought you was 20, 30 years younger.
Yeah.
I'll be 20, 30
years younger.
That's
thank you.
Bro.
I appreciate that.
That is.
And I'm humble, too. You know what I'm saying? That's why G. Lou knows I do not mind telling my age at all. because mm-hmm. it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing. Grace, mercy, favor, right. as you say, and mm-hmm. you know, living a peaceful life. And you know, when you deal with a lot of junk, you learn to get that junk up out of your life, and you start aging gracefully. Because when I was exactly. younger, to myself, I looked at older than what I was. But as I got older, I started looking younger. Not bragging, I'm just saying that's just what it is, because you release. You get all that poison out of yep. your system, all of yep. that past, all that ugliness. You know what I'm saying? Things that would stress you out. You don't bring that. As you get older, you just release it, get rid of it.
That's real.
So, yeah. So what did inspire you to start doing what you're doing? What was your inspiration?
Well, always like, you know what I'm saying, I always liked funk, always been in love with, always loved R&B, old school R&B and G-Funk and, you know, West Coast rap. So once it started, like, they weren't promoted anymore and it wasn't being played on the radios, I was like, man, I think I could do my own, you know, well, take you back, my father's friend, Lawrence, he had a studio and likes to fool around in there and just hit buttons and not really know what I was doing. And he said, you know, I think you might got a niche for this one day. You're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember that. So once I didn't hear any more G-Funk on the radio, they was locking down the West Coast and everything like that. I'm like, I need to start making my own G-Funk. And then, you know, I go in people's cars. Nobody want to play it. No, man, I don't want to hear that. I want to play that Juvenile and all that. I'm like, man, I want to hear some quicker Warren G. it ain't cracking no more. We don't, get your own, you know, you got to
get your own. Oh, man, that's real, though, man. That's
so they
crazy.
Used to hate on me, you know? I had people hate
that's
on
real
me,
talk,
man.
Though.
Hey, Master P is cracking now. There's no limit. And all that, man. I'm still on this. Man, you still throwing up the W, man. You from the D. You up the you know, man. I heard it all, man. So I said, you know, I'm going to make my own beats, man. And when I started, man, cats was laughing at me, talking about it's over with, man. Nobody want to hear that West Coast, man.
How do you look? I'm glad you said that. Look, because I didn't ask you this, but how do you feel about that, and how do you stay inspired? Because even me, like, I just block it out. I do what I do. You feel me? But like you said, for the most part, even though you're making the sound you're making, you got to know. I mean, not saying it's possible, but you have to really break through and get the people. But initially, it's not going to break through all the major ears, because, like you said, they're not hearing that, or not that they don't like it, but they're not trying to hear that, and they hear it. They're programmed to hear a different sound. So even when we're playing, when you're doing what you do, and then even me, because you're producing me now, we're putting that music out there. You know, I put it in my head, and I don't even give a F about all that. But, man, you know, as long as I got the core or people that I know like it, you know, especially where I'm at now, my age and all that, I'm, you know, so I do it for the love more so. But as long as I want those people I know that love that type of music and what I'm doing, as long as they love it, I don't care about the rest. You know, but as a maybe a producer, mm-hmm. up-and-comer, or not even you, how do people feel or deal with that, knowing that if you're sticking to the script, your sound, you know that ain't the main sound, though. So it's not going to probably get heard by a lot of people, or, you know, how this shit goes.
Yeah. Well, when I was saying that was like in the late 90s when the, like I said, when the West Coast was on lockdown, taking a break, and
right.
people want, like, my city is trendsetters. They go whatever's hot. You know, everybody was West Coast hitting switches. Then when the South came in, everybody started wondering where to go, teaching
right.
through where they catch. By me, I still stayed the same. So, as to answer your question, I do it for me, to make me happy before anybody else. Uh-huh. And then once people seeing I was serious with my craft, and words start spreading and about me doing music, people saw that I was true to the G-Funk. It was like, wow, he was really serious. And it sounds good. You can't deny it. It sounds good. Yeah, it took a while to me to master it, but I do it for me. And then when I see other people like what I do, like yourself, Kev, Mac, and other people I produce for, it just keeps me going. So I don't care if it's two people that like what I do. I feel like I accomplished
right.
my
right.
You know, and
that's
obviously it's more than two, but that's how I always felt. If I can make this one person like a beat, that satisfied me to keep going.
Yeah. And that's how I feel. And that's, I believe that too. And best believe, though, like you said, it may not be heard, like major or whatever, you know, but it is people that really appreciate that. You know what I mean? So when you get those people, that's what it's about, getting those core people that really appreciate what you do, you know, and there are a lot of them out there. You know what I mean? We just, you know, it's people that love that shit still, love the funk, love the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not to even shit on the new shit and all that, but I just don't like how they do now. You know, it's different from how hip-hop
that's
was. Like, now it's just programmed. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, that's because the new shit is shit. I was saying because the new shit is shit. That's what it is. It's just right. Not, you know, and I'm not shitting on nobody, but that's just the truth, you know.
Right.
Like I told you, I would be riding with my daughter, and she'd be listening because she liked the ratchet music. And I would be like,
right.
Who is that? And she'll tell me, and I'd say, God, it sounds like the same person who just went off the air. I love old school music, just period, you know. I did want to ask you a question, though. How did the two of you hook up?
Go ahead.
Huh?
No, go ahead, Queen.
No, I was asking Digital West, how did the two of you hook up, you and him? How did you guys hook up?
Dee Dee hooked it up. Me and G Lou follows each other. I seen him on Chad Mack a few times, but we never like actually got a chance, you know, to communicate. But when Dee Dee invited me to the show, and I did it, and that's how it came about.
We officially met, but I'd already been messing with him for a minute and following him. But like you said, we just never really touch base together. And even when he came, I mean, he was coming on the show. I'm like, damn, this is the way I know. I just kept saying, I know, cuz from somewhere. And then it hit me like, okay, all this time, you know. So it's just, we just officially, you know, touch base. But we've been, he's been on my radar a few years now. You know what I mean? So,
So you've been knowing each other, knowing of each other. So you guys, you do good work together. So that's great.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie.
That's awesome, because
for you long for years, man. Just talking to you, feel like we've known each other for the way we gel, man. It's real.
Yeah.
That's because it's real, genuine. Yeah.
Yeah. We got some good stuff coming up. We got some good stuff coming up.
Oh yeah, I can definitely dig it. I can dig it because what you guys did is pretty dope. It's really dope. How much time do you spend in the lab? Do you get off of work and go in the lab? Do you take a break? How many hours are you in there? Is it just like
you want? I'm gonna keep it a buck, man. Listen, before I hooked up with G Lou, I wasn't doing shit in the studio. Be honest, I was at a standstill because I'm working 11, 12 hours a day. I get off work, I'm tired. And you know, when you do music, you want to be fully energized. And I wasn't doing anything. Yeah, I was working on a little stuff, but I'll do a track, but I might come back, do the drums, wait a week, come back, do the melody, come back 2 weeks later, hear something different. So, you know, I might be doing one song, take me a month to do one song. And that's good because you always hear something different. And I don't like to rush my music. But that's how you put out bull crap. So I was just taking my time because I was really thinking of, you know, trying to put out an EP. And I was just, like, unstuck about it and working. And I was just really wasn't doing anything, to be honest. I was just doing beats, stacking up on beats, to tell you the truth. And when I hooked up with G Lou, it's like he put an energizer battery in me. I got to, like, I woke up from the dead. Like, I got inspired again. Hooking up with G Lou. So I've just been just knocking out tracks on tracks. Yeah, then, you know, I had some tracks I was sitting on. I'm like, man, it was meant for it to happen this way. It was meant for it to happen this way. Because I was just, like, at a standstill. You know, I was at a real standstill. You know, I had producer's block. I wasn't expired to do anything. So when I talk to G Lou, and man, it's like me and him could be like Dre and Snoop, Warren G and Nate Dogg. As I tell Dazzy D in battle, I mean Quincy Jones the mic. Yeah. You know, that's how I'm getting. He's re-energized. I'm coming up with so much stuff. It's like, man, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
that's dope, huh?
Everything.
That's hella dope.
Yeah, it is dope. Yeah. Just like with DJ Maniac, you know how he came into the into the tribe.
He put me back the same way. It goes hand in hand because I'm the same way, bro. And sometimes I get on myself, right? Because I be working and doing my stuff. And I got my beautiful ass studio in here. And I come, and I do my other stuff like my radio shows and all that. But sometimes I get sidetracked from my music, you know. But it takes sometimes some inspiration to be inspired, you know. So it goes hand in hand. And I was doing my own stuff, and then I got with Maniac, and he really inspired me because he was just hitting me with so much stuff. So you do get inspired, man, and it's the same way, bro. Yeah.
Shout out to Maniac. He's so good. Producing, man. I was listening to some of y'all Maniac. Old soul And I've been back listening to y'all. He did a hell of a job, man. Shout out to Maniac.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Maniac. Hey, check this out, though. We collaborate, like I said, first. Our first shit we did was on this EP that just dropped. And then it kind of came late in the game. I think that was the last song I did. And I was like, I got it once we hooked up. I said, I got to get some digital because you were giving me some beats, but it was already late. I think the album, it was almost done. I was like, I got to put some digital west on it. Remember, it was late. I think it was last minute. And I said, man.
Yeah, last minute. And I had I had Slow Books sitting, too. So I was like, man, let me just slide it to you. But I ain't know it was going to hit like that, man. You never know because I shot the Hail Mary for the touchdown.
Yeah, but you sent me a few beats, and it was just like I knew I was going to work with all of them, but I was like wanted to really put something on this EP. I'm like, damn. I was just going through it, and I said, man, that Slow Boogie just hit me. I said, this will just flow perfectly smooth, and that's what it did, and I ain't going to lie, man. Everyone loves that Slow Boogie. That Slow Boogie has been pretty popular, so. And I love it too, man. It's just a different zone, and it put me in a different. Like I said, the funk it hits different, you know. So that just took it to a whole different level, you know. So thank you for that, man.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Listen, when I made that song, man, that track, I was like in the mindset of like a old school R&B funk type of vibe, like you at prime with your girl, and y'all socialing in the gym, and that beat drop, boom, 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 boom. And I can just hear like
some. And I
kind of
hear some computer love or something in there too. You got a little bit of that in there? Okay.
Yep. I seen the instrument in his studio. I think that's the instrument that you use. You have it in your studio. I seen it. And I was like, okay, that's that zap. What is that thing called?
Oh, that talk box.
That instrument.
That's the talk box.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have put that on that slow. It would have sealed the deal on that.
Hard. Oh, wait. But we got some shit on this new shit though. He gonna have to talk box on my new thing, so don't trip, y'all. I said all that to say this. Let me take them to this Slow Boogie right quick, man, so they can get a bar of this Digital West sound, man, and this new EP 1122 out now everywhere. If you ain't tapped in, go tap in now. Westside Wednesdays, Digital West, G Lou, Queen. We'll be back.
Yeah. This is G Lou. Hooked up with the homie Digital West from the Midwest. Yeah. And we just cruising down the boulevard. Shit hitting hella hard. It's 11:22. This is what we do. G-Lo. Yeah, this is something for the coast. This is how we groove, like the flow, that's when we float. This is how we move, like a Leo back and forth. Go vacation on the 7-day cruise on the boat. As I quote, funky lyrics as I smoke. On the 22nd day, but we've been going since the first. Homie, I'm the curse, but I'm blessed with the gift. I'm a top shelf, drink a De Leon by the fifth. Perry on by the leader, bumping Missy, Mr. Meter. With my baby by my side, looking good enough to eat her. This is for the divas, yeah, the independent mommies. Who got their own cash and ain't gotta ask nobody. Who got their own Mercedes Benz, yeah, the big body. Some got it on the pole, stripping some with the college. I'm giving y'all the knowledge, but the knowledge ain't free. Cause you still gotta listen, pay attention, my G. I'm in position to be one of the best. Had to check in, get connected with the homie Digital West. Shout out to the G, the Notorious 313. It's a Midwest Connect, name respected by the G.
Welcome.
Back for the second verse, I call it part two. Shout out my 6 Mile, homie, he did his part two. Back on my shit now, and I'm about to start too. Take my game to a level only for a few can come. This shit ain't over cause the story just begun. Dudes need to pull their pants up and put down their gun. The marathon continues, about to make another run. Can't take this shit too serious, I do this shit for fun. When I hate her took him away, he took away the sun. I left a dark cloud shining down on everyone. The homie said it ain't no fun if you the only one. Get into the money, so I try to bring everyone. The 1-1, double two the day we celebrate. The homies coming home with a date. Digital West, Big G Lou with the funk. Candy on the paint, six pumps in the trunk. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. This is the G Lou Show. Yes, sir. The G Lou Show, Westside Wednesday. Sponsored by OG Music Group / OG Radio in conjunction with Blog Talk Radio. West Coast hip hop at its finest. With a G twist. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 to 12 on the East, 9 to 11 Central Time. The G Lou Show. Yes, sir. Back at it, Westside Wednesday's radio show, the G Lou Show, with our special guest, Digital West. He is here, and the Queen, D West.
Yeah, hey man, that was so funky right there, man. I was over here bobbing and snapping my fingers. Whoa, that was funky, yeah, G Lou. That, hey, I like that. That G Lou
throwback.
Yeah,
much like love. Thank you. I was going to say, Queen asked who inspired you, but like, I asked you this, I think, kind of before, but just kind of to touch again on this. You come from Detroit, which is, you know, great city, and we all know the history and all that. But who inspired you specifically, like, funk-wise? I know you love funk. So breaking it down to funk. And like I said, again, man. I know you come from the D, which is not known for a funk city, but they do have it there, just as you said, Al Hudson in one way, I wasn't aware of. But who kind of inspired you funk-wise?
Man, I gotta break them off in sections, because first we gotta start with the originals of the funk. So I'm gonna say number one, George Clinton.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because they recorded all their records here, United Sounds, all in Southfield, Michigan, Detroit. They recorded all that funk was here. And second, I definitely gotta say Mr. Roger Troutman for sure. Quincy Jones, he was doing that funk as well, jazz funk. Ray Parker Jr. from Detroit. Y'all know Radio, Ray Parker.
Yes, sir.
He's from here. Al Hudson.
Yes, sir.
Detroit right there. Man, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on, man. They have some funk. That's sophisticated funk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, I was just listening to this one group. Slade. Out of Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, wee. Yeah, I know. That's one of my favorites. Yeah, they bad. Tweed put me on some bad stuff by them. Slave is one of my favorites, too. They are bad. Shout out to Slave.
Lay, man, man, who, man, I always get brain dead when it come to these questions, man, because I just be listening to these artists, man. I got a funk list so cold. You know what? I'm gonna look on my
phone. It's cool though. We get the point. I get it. I know where you're going.
It's so
I feel like I said, I know I kind of asked you that, but yeah.
And you know what? Today, I was listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I was listening to Reasons. That's a cold jam. Like, and people sleep on Reasons. When it first came out, it was like everybody was listening, but it's like when you hear them playing Earth, Wind, and Fire on some of the stations or whatever, you don't hear them playing Reasons as much. But I was listening to Reasons today, and I was, wow.
Bad jam. Yeah, that's a bad jam.
Yes, a bad jam. Yes, yes. What's your name? Pretty dope artist yourself.
Compunction. I got a name, Compunction.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Chic. You know, they were sort of Chic. Disco, but they had that funk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Get right. them. Oh, I forgot the bass player for Chic. I want to say his name was Bernard something, but he passed away. But he was the one playing all that bass for Chic.
Yeah. You named some of the. I mean, the best. No, I mean all of those you named. I love all of them. You know what I mean? Moving up a bit, who would you say inspired you? Because being that you're younger, I know initially those inspirations were probably moving up when you thinking maybe a little G-funk twist. You know, who are your inspirations going there?
Okay, you know, I left this guy out of the last interview. I got to give a shout-out to Cole 187, Big Hutch. Cole
187. Yes, sir.
Him and Cole Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
They funk upon a rhyme, and Uncle Sam's curse definitely made me want to get into it as well. Those were some cold albums, as you would say.
Yes,
Warren
sir.
G, I left him. Warren G. Come on, man, Warren G. All that stuff he did for the Twins.
To me, Warren G is G-Funk besides Hutch. You know, when you get besides Hutch and that Warren G, you know, that's G-Funk. You know, and then Warren G got a cold way. Like you said, I think Warren G is underrated as a producer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely underrated. Ant Banks and Battle Cat. Those are my top two there, though. Battle Cat. Those are my
about
top two
Ant
right
Banks.
There.
Battlecat is my favorite, and Ant Banks, not that I forgot about him, but yeah, he was just, probably because just I haven't heard him lately like that, but man, Ant Banks, you know, think about that whole Too Short sound and what he did, you know, early on in the Bay, he gave that Bay that signature sound, you know, before it went all the other places, you know?
Yeah, his
he was the Dr. Dre of the Bay.
Yeah, he was. He kept it funky, man. And I got a song with Ant Banks, when people on, I got a song called Neighborhood Party. Kev Mac hooked
that
up.
That one on Kev Mac shit. Yeah, that shit hard. Yeah.
Max is on there. I produced it for him. And it came real. Yeah.
How was that working with Ant Banks, being that you were able to, or even to say that you have a collaboration with Ant Banks, man? How was that?
I can't say that. I worked with him. I sent him the beat. And
I get it. But regardless, you're on paper with Ant Banks.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a dream. Like, whoever thought I'd be working with Ant Banks, you know what I'm saying? That I have a song with Ant Banks. I produce for Ant Banks. Like, that's crazy,
right.
You know what I'm saying? He knows, you know what I'm saying? He knows who Digital West is. That's like, if I can end it all right there, that's the pinnacle right there. How many people say they produce a song for Ant Banks? I mean, I would never thought that 10 years ago. I would never thought that song.
Right.
You never know what could happen. Like it's all about your connections, you know what I'm saying? And that was a favorite. I never thought I'd have a song with Ant Banks. I could chalk that one up for the record books in my life, you know.
Right.
You know,
that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
But
bro.
You know what I like about this, right? What me and you about to do, it's fresh. This is gonna be something fresh, something that we creating right now that people wanna say, man, I never thought I'd be able to do a song with G. Lou. You know what I mean? I remember he put out this back then. So I like this, right? Because we paving our own pavement right now. We about to do something.
Right.
I'm not going to say that hasn't been done before, but it's about to be reintroduced and fresh. Fresher sound.
Wow.
It's going to hit harder.
Yes, sir.
30 years later.
Yeah, but it is something that has never been done before because it's two different, you know, you guys are your own entity. So it is.
True.
Yeah. So you can definitely say that.
You're right.
Gonna change the game.
And listen, we're gonna reintroduce some people to some sound that they may not never heard or reintroduce to us. It's just gonna be a fresher funk sound.
Yeah.
30 years later.
Can we give them a sample or no? Can we give them a sample of that what's to come or no? No, wait. Let them wait or what?
You wanna make them wait? You wanna make them wait? It's on you.
Man, you know. I mean, they gonna have to wait anyway. But it's just a sample of what we're doing. I'm gonna give them a quick little brief sample of what we got cracking in the lab. Hey. Gonna do too much.
That's,
West,
that,
man.
That right there, like
those are live
wow.
vocals. Yeah, that ain't no sample.
Yes.
That's all live right there. That's official right there. I didn't even let the hook come in yet, but we got something.
Listen,
that's dope.
Queen, tell you, that's the homegirl Nanette Lachey from Detroit. She sings with the P-Funk Outlaws, a branch off of Parliament Funkadelic. Uh-huh. Man, she gave favor to that track, man. We didn't do no email because she was in the studio with me when she recorded her vocals. Mm. So I was with her coaching her how to lay it. And I really didn't have to do too much coaching because she's a professional. She knew what she had to do. But, man, shout out to Nanette Lachey. Thank you so much.
So, you have to. You have to add lyrics to that, G Lou.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm working on that now.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Can dig it. I can definitely dig it. That's gonna be dope.
Yeah. Yeah, that right there, we gonna make big. That's gonna be a single. We're thinking about doing a single and a video and all that. You know, so that's gonna be pretty big. It's a big song. I just gave you a sample, but the song is major. She's singing all on it. It's major. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be the new Cali anthem right there. West Coast is always better. LA, Compton, why?
See, that's what I'm saying. Two of you guys coming with something new. You know what I'm saying? Like you're making a mark. Just keep on doing that. You know.
Yeah, we definitely got to do that video, G.
It's going down.
What's up?
It's going down. It's gonna be big. So people be on the lookout for that because that's coming on the Soul of the Streets Part 3. Top of the year, like coming with that in the beginning of the year. We got a new year coming, so we got new music coming, and that's gonna be the single right there. So be on the lookout, y'all. Digital
West,
G Lou, and shout out to DJ Maniac too. But yeah, we coming, man. Top of the year, man. It's gonna be major. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yep. Shout out to Maniac. Shout out to Nanette Lachey.
Yep.
Putting our soul.
Nanette Lachey.
Yes. Uh huh. Got to get her.
We
got to
get her on here. Yeah, we're going to make, we put the album out and do all that, we're going to get her on too and, you know, get her on here too, man.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. She got a dope voice.
Man, she did a complete song. I can't wait till it's finished. It's, man.
Absolutely. G-Lou, I can't wait to hear them lyrics. What G Lou going to put with that?
You're going to bring it
I'm going to really, that's going to be big. I'm not going to play around with that, man. Just know that. So, it's going to be major. It's going to be major. We got Digital West. What do you think the state of, and I'm going to say, because we're speaking on music, and I don't even want to talk about hip-hop. I want to say the state of, you know, just good hip-hop and music and what we're doing and other cats that are doing good music. What do you think, because just like we said right now, music is at a different place. You know, hip-hop has gone to major heights. You know, it is the biggest genre in the world and all that. But, you know, we come from this hip-hop and the beginnings and the core of it. You know, we can see it, even though we know it's big, it's billion-dollar industry and all that, we can kind of see it going somewhere else, and it's not good. You know, so what do you think the future or the state of real hip-hop is?
man. Like I said last time.
Just good music. I don't want to exclude like all the music we like. Hip hop, R&B too, because R&B is in a state of emergency too. So
yeah,
what do you think everything is going?
I think it's in the hand of the industry, it's going being worse. But if you independent and underground, I think it could be saved. It'll be to where it used to be. But mainstream, it's going to get worse. It's definitely not getting better because it's in the wrong hands. It's not like how it was, you know, 20, 30 years, 30 years ago.
I could almost see it going like now I can understand. I hear those stories about old cats who say, you know, what they started and what, as you know, black people or people of color started, you know, all these genres of music, but they were kind of taken somewhere else and almost taken away from us, you know. And I see that happening with hip hop, but I can't just blame it all and say they're taking it away. We're giving it away too. You know what I'm saying? So people don't even know what hip hop is no more. So like, I can see that though now, because hip hop, I see that going there. Like soon, I don't know what it's gonna be.
Listen,
it's not gonna be ours.
I'm telling you right now, 100 years from now, they're going to be shocked to find out that black people did funk music.
Right.
They're going to find all the Lakeside records buried under the sand somewhere and see the black faces. They're going to be like, wait a minute, we didn't know that. We didn't know that black folks did funk and G-funk. Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, same way.
We give away all our secrets. We give away all our secrets. So
right.
I feel proud. Be one of the few brothers still kind of doing this type of music, because I'm not gonna lie, you see more Europeans doing it overseas and do it well.
Exactly, and they do it well. That's what I was saying, that because not only we're giving it away, but we're giving it away, and then some of these people really appreciate. I say that because some people are appreciating it more than us. You know, they appreciate that shit.
They do.
So that's what
they
I'm
do.
Saying. We're giving it away. So they appreciate it.
They do. Yeah, we throw like ass trash onto the new, but they think like they.
We don't respect our OGs. They know what real hip hop is. You ask some of these new cats, they don't even know who such and such was 10 years ago. Or don't care to know. You know, they think they just made this shit happen because they popping and all that. But people like that made it possible for you to pop. So I just, you know, I don't like that part is taken away. People don't appreciate, don't even really know the origins of what hip hop is. Like that's why I say it. It almost should be have a different genre, hip hop and just rap now, because hip hop is like, I don't know if that exists anymore and what they call hip hop.
Yeah, man, it's not the hip hop we came up with, definitely not. But yeah, it's crazy. We throw away our gold, they think it's trash, and next man get his gold, and I'm like, man, they threw this. This is look, they had
that part.
Like,
that part.
So I'm trying to be that guy that still want to hold on to that. To that goal and say no, I'm a brother right here that still cheers what my forefathers did before me, and I'm still trying to make it crack. I'm not gonna give it away. I'm trying to.
Right.
So when you my funk, it's gonna have more of a little dirt on it. It's gonna have that grit to it. You know, it's not gonna be clean. You know, I feel like when other people get a hold of this G funk, they try to make it too perfect, too clean. With me, it comes straight from the heart. So it got that. 70s, 80s feel. It got that little dirt on it still, you know, where you tell man, that brother did that right there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where other people that hold up, they try, you can tell they try so hard, and come out like my homeboy Spig, Ben Lyon, shout out to Spig, I produced for him back in the day. He said, man, I got a guy from Germany who did one of my beats. And it's like, it was too clean, it was too preset, it was too perfect, it was so clean.
Mm.
He's like, yours had that, like, I don't know, it felt more original, it had that dirt on it, like, it came from the soil. Yeah, because I ain't had to try. I've been listening to funk all my life. I was born into it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not hard to do it. If you've been listening to it over and over, I ain't got to try. You know? Because I've been listening to it for 40-something years, 46 years. I came out the womb funk being played, so it's nothing to do it. And I ain't got to make it too, you know, I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying about too clean.
No, I get it, because that's what your sound is. That's why I say your sound is a little, it's funky. That's why I say just like Dame Funk, it's funky and hard, but it's a little dirty. It got a little something, you know what I mean? So it's like that. I don't know how to explain it.
Look, Dame Funk sounds just like his came out the 80s, like his beats came straight out the record crates. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's in them. It's not. I know other people know what I'm talking about, man. Like.
Right.
It's like the newer sound of other people that's doing this, the funk. It's like, it sounds more like pop. It's like G funk, but it sounds
more
like poppy.
Like it's being I don't know, like mass produced, like put in a certain type of a machine. You know what I mean? Like it's machine operated. It's not handmade.
Yeah, it's I can't explain it, man. But that's like, I want you, when y'all hear my music, man, I want you to feel like it came straight out the record crate. It came straight from 79. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to have that.
You can hear that in this, that sample y'all just played. You can hear that. And that sample.
And
you get that vibe from back in the day that you can hear that in that sample.
Yeah.
That sounds like, man, that's fire.
That's,
you automatically just start, as soon as you start playing, you just start vibing. You can just vibe. As soon as it starts off, it ain't, you got to wait 5 minutes until, or a minute until into the beat to get the groove. You can just, as soon as it starts off, you start, I did anyway, start vibing right off of it. And then when the young lady came in, that just put, that was like, whoa.
Yeah. And I didn't even play all the way. That was just a little taste of it. She went off on that hook.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can feel it. As soon as you hear it, you can feel it if you're into music. If you're really into it and you're paying attention.
And that's what I want to do. That's what I
want
to do. I don't want to sound like I don't want my funk sounding like everybody else's funk out here. I don't want it sounding like
unique.
That's what I refuse to do.
Yeah.
I don't, because there's plenty of people doing G-funk and they're good at it, but I don't want mine sounding like theirs, because I feel like a lot of them sound alike, and I want mine to be like, that's a digital, like you were saying earlier, I want that, my own sound.
The signature sound, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta have a signature, whatever it is, I'm gonna figure it out, maybe I already got and don't know it.
I think you
like,
do.
I think, like I said,
once someone knows you, they know. Because now that I know you and your beat, like, well, I know you have a sound, like your sound. That's like, it's a unique sound. You know what I mean? So I think you got the digital west sound. Yeah.
But you got some practice. You'll be able to check if you got some of them over there, man. So I know you'll be able to, like, yeah, that's digital west all day.
Right. Yes, sir. We got some heat, man. I'm telling you, man. We got some heat. We got the phone lines lit up.
Do.
Anybody wants out there want to talk to Digital West, press 1 and we'll bring you in. I see a lot of people out there. If you want to speak, press 1 and we'll bring you in. What do you think, I know the near future for Digital West, because we got some shit cracking, but what's going on with Digital West now that he's back? Oh, you know what I mean? The beast is awakening again. You know what I mean? Things coming out, I know you talked about something for yourself. Like, what are you thinking about?
Well, you know, my alter ego is Digital Belly. You know what I'm saying? So that guy's what I'm planning on doing is like a 1 minute documentary, bro. documentary. I'm gonna put on my Instagram. It's like 1 minute, maybe just a quick, just to remind people where I came from. And I got some old footage from like almost 20 years ago. I'm gonna put out there. I'm almost finished with it. It'd probably be up by Christmas, man, this Christmas stuff. Probably
that's
after,
dope.
But it's a one minute documentary. I'm smashing all my footage together, and I got, you know, I'm gonna be talking on there, man, and how it came about. 1 minute,
right.
I'm putting everything in. And, yeah, so other than that, man, getting you out there, man, soul the streets, man. You know, I'm pushing my stuff back, man. I got plenty of time. I want to push my stuff back. I want to get you right.
Okay.
I just want to put out an EP.
We about to do this.
But, hey, I want to get you out here, man, and with some fresh new sounds, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's my goal right now, man, get you out here and concentrate on you. And, like I said, man, we're going to be like Batman and Robin. You know what I'm saying?
it's about to go up. 2023. Hey, check it out, D West. Let me go to the phone. I got a couple of people tapping in. I see somebody from the D calling in. So let me take this call.
Let's go.
Caller, hello. You're live on the line with Digital West at G-Lou, Queen.
What's going on, y'all? It's Big Termite checking
Big Termite.
In.
How you doing?
What's up,
Big Termite?
What's going on?
Hey.
What up, homie? For sure. Yeah, that's a big termite up in here, man.
Yeah, that's Detroit, boy.
Much love.
I'm Detroit.
He's about to exterminate this shit. What's popping?
Just want to show love, man. I appreciate what y'all doing, what y'all putting out, man. It's heat. Appreciate that 1122, man. And
thank you, bro.
Keep doing what y'all doing. And I'm waiting for, you know, what else y'all got, you know.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
Man, doing it for you, man. You, sir, Mike. Thanks. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
Much love, homie. Any shout-outs, anything you want to give?
No, I just want to focus on y'all, man. Y'all know I really appreciate what y'all doing. You know, I'm one of the younger cats, and, you know.
Oh, that's even better.
Really
young.
Got me hooked.
Yeah.
Man,
that's love, homie.
That's
love. Appreciate that, homie.
We reaching the youngsters. Appreciate you, Termite.
Yep.
Much love, bro. Stay tapped in.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Stay tapped in, homie. Shout out to the homie Termite, man. Like, damn, Termite. Big Termite up in here. Youngster, though. Much love to him.
Yeah.
And anybody else out there, you want to tap in, press one. But, yeah, thank you again, bro. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
That was love right there from the D.
Yeah.
The notorious 313. It's a Midwest Connect. They ain't respected by the G.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, boogie.
No, like that. See, that's why I be impatiently waiting for the next EP to drop, because I always know it's going to be something dope. And now I know it's going to even be doper. Because of, you know, you have Digital West,
we got
DJ
that twist.
Maniac.
We got that twist, yeah.
That squad, you guys are that squad. Y'all are just it.
Thank you.
No mistakes. Just make no mistakes about it. This is the new wrecking crew.
The wrecking crew.
G-Lou.
Yeah.
G-Lou, Queen, I want to give y'all a little quick shout out real quick. Hold on.
I want to thank you.
Oh, that's dope. Hey.
Yo.
Hey, can you
do
that? Hey, Digital West, I'm glad you did. Yeah,
that could be a dope drop, huh?
That's what I was about to say, because I ain't had no drop in a minute. Can you do a drop for the G-Lou show, West Side Wednesdays, G-Lou and Queen Jean, for the talk box?
One time real quick. Hold on, let me set the phone right here. I'm about to do it real quick.
I want to hear a shout out to you on the wind I went.
I don't know how did it come out, man. How did it sound through there real quick?
That's cool, man. That's cool. Hey, I'm going to get with you. Yeah, that was cool. But I'm going to get you to do me one, too. You could just send it, you know, do me a nice one and send it to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I have more polish,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get that done. That's all good.
I like that. Voice, that instrument. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
You know, that was on the you know, off the rip real quick.
Right. All right. Hey, I think we got everything. I don't want to hold. I know he was only supposed to be on like an hour, people, because the homie got to work and all that. So, you know, we got him here.
You know
here,
what,
but...
man? Whatever, man.
Okay. We can hang out, man.
Okay. I'm just talk more about what we got coming, man.
Yes, sir. Check this out. As Tweed would say, refresh my beverage and get some ice. I'm gonna take a quick 2-minute break, and we're gonna be right back. In a flash, okay, people? We'll be right back.
South Central. We got gangsters, neighbors, bloods, and criminals. Pyros, Domos, Keyways. Crenshaw, Western, Normandy, Vermont, Fig, B-Way. South Central in the 20s, where your homies will kill you faster than your enemies. My hybrid from banging a ball, and now we just getting rich. On the way to wealth. Can't represent your hood right if you don't know how to represent yourself. G Perico, Enterprise Click, represent for all this shit. When you having it your way, niggas you know hate it and wanna take it. Fuck it though, keep your head on a swivel and stay dangerous. Much love to everybody that's walking the right path. But ain't nothing like the life, that's all I ever had.
After evaluating all the competition, after many, many years of getting my game right, I finally recognize, and you should too. Whoever thought it would happen, got them hands clapping, laid back rapping, nigga, what's happening? It ain't nobody but that undercover down low bro with more dope than that average Joe smoke. I'm not a G, but gotta be the freshest MC in the world. You know I got to get it, girl, because I need it, not conceited, but convinced. Ever since I was a minor, bumping girls finer than Janet, and it don't stop till I say it's time to chill. I got to get a meal. Still the same person, never trip with my ego. Plus we go way back, and homies don't play that. It's not a day that goes by that I can deny that I'm fly. You got to ask why. By the way, butter not parquet, it's me. To be fame to me ain't nothing, got them all frontin'. Now who's the baddest? Be glad it's not KD like a baby, that's precious. I'm known to be the freshest. I'm international, cashin' more checks than Knicks with no tricks up my sleeve. Why not believe in me? Cause that's who I gotta be. It wouldn't make sense to represent without confidence. It got more from where that came from. It's a shame some don't know, so that leaves more room for me soon to be the talk of your town, underground, and love it by the pound. So raise your hand if you sure, or get in where you fit in. They all wanna sit in on this, cause this is where it's at. In fact, I got to be free, I got to be me. Now I'm out and set to run. Game like Emmett Smith to the limit with funky ass hits to keep you rolling most flips. I can't be kept down, making niggas step down. Recognize, eyes open wide as I move inside the center. Been into the game since 84 live. Now no more 9 to 5. I'm too much for the average. Can't be touched with a 10 foot pole. And with more soul than daylight, may I continue. Send you on a trip with cake to the D. How sweet it is, this beat it is on the smooth T.I.P.
The original Ghetto Boy, and I'm rocking with the G Lou Show. Y'all know what it is. It is what it is. Ghetto Boys for Life, Chip Ward Finest, Houston, Texas.
Check it out.
pressure bust pipes. Nah, pressure make diamonds. I've been under pressure all my life. That's why I keep coming out shining. God bless the child that could hold his own. Niggas try to knock me down, so I'm on my own. God bless the child that could hold his own. Every time I level up, I lose more homies. The city don't forgive. These niggas don't want you to live. They barely making ends, and I keep coming up with M's. More money, more problems. I thought about giving up, but really it ain't no stopping. I'm about to do some more shopping. Fuck clothes, I'm about to get some more property. Try your luck. Soon as you act off emotions, you fucked. Soon as the judge say it's over, you stuck. Niggas keep dissing, but I ain't saying nothing. Before the hate, it was love. Enterprise click doing great, I'm the one. Imagine riding with a snake in your backseat. Soon as he bites you, then you done, ain't no vaccine. Where you're down from day one's at? Imagine me getting rich and don't come back. That's how they make me feel. I gave my life to this shit and they hate me still. This ain't no catch 22, cause I'm damned if I don't. I'm the man when I do. All my plans came true, but it came with a price. Thank God he took the lames out my life. Pressure bust pipes. Nah, pressure make diamonds. I've been under pressure all my life. That's why I keep coming out shining. God bless the child that could hold his own. Niggas try to knock me down, so I'm on my own. God bless the child that could hold his own. Every time I level up, I lose more homies. Dark nights, bright stars. A hard time brings you closer to God. Before I'm gone, I repent. I reinvent myself every couple years. I ain't shed that many tears, cause the street life made me where I can't feel. It is what it is. I'm gonna do what I do and I'm gonna live what I live. These niggas full of spite. I could see it all clear. It just took a little time. I ain't never broke the code. I don't do disrespect. I ain't never been a hoe. There's pressure when you grow. The circle getting smaller, about to level up more. People wanna be down, but they ain't genuine. Setting traps for me, then act like they innocent. Where the fuck the real niggas when I feel like 50 back when he dropped Mini Men? You niggas can't hide your character. Envy running every ghetto in America. I'm just trying to see my destiny. I love the streets, but they can't get the best of me. Gotta keep that shit gangster. Pressure broke niggas, but that same pressure made me. Pressure bust pipes. Nah, pressure make diamonds. I've been under pressure all my life. That's why I keep coming out shining. God bless the child that could hold his own. Niggas try to knock me down, so I'm on my own. God bless the child that could hold his own. Every time I level up, I lose more homies. South Central, Enterprise Click, G Skrilla. Hey look, same niggas telling you who hating, they hating too. Unless they told you how they checked the nigga that was hating. You know what I mean? Cause ain't nobody finna give a nigga an earful if they don't feel comfortable doing it. Shit don't stop. Rico's Enterprise, that's the label.
Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you, oh God. Father, we lift up our voice for our community, Father. Father, we pray that you would open our eyes, oh God, and turn us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that we might receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified through faith in Jesus Christ. Father, send an anointing that will cast off every burden and destroy every yoke. Break the yoke of the drug addict, Father. Break the yoke of the alcoholic, Father. Break the yoke of the gang member, Father. Bring us out with an outstretched arm and a mighty right hand. Show us, oh God, that we're made in your image and your likeness. No longer do we have to imitate gangsters, Father, and hustlers, but we can look to you and be imitators of God. Father, we started with humble beginnings, oh God, but let that not be our destiny. Enlarge our territory, Father, in the name of Jesus. For you said that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and your glory in Christ Jesus. Lift the scourge of death off of our communities, places that have been renowned for destruction. Let them be renowned for creativity and giving birth to things that give glory unto you, God. Father, we started with humble beginnings, oh God. We started on the wrong path, on the wrong road. And we know, Father, that narrow is the path that leads unto life, but broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Father, we've learned through our mistakes that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. So, Father, having been humbled, having been broken by the mistakes we've made in life, now our eyes are upon you. We look to your hand, O God, as a maid to the hand of her mistress. We look to you, O God, as a servant to the hand of his master. And we know, Father, that you are a merciful God. We know, Father, that you cause all things to work together for the good of those who love you, who are the called according to your purpose. We bless you, O God. Enlarge our territory, Father. Keep us from evil and from the pains thereof. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Like that, we are back. G-Lou Queen Teen. Is the West.
Yeah. You didn't hear me. I said, hey, replay that.
Oh, okay. Nah. I had to hit him, Queen. D West, you still with us?
Be hit.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My man.
Yeah.
Word, man.
Shout out
to word.
DD, man. Shout out to DD.
Yeah, shout out to DD. I asked you what you got coming up, but who would you say, like, because you're a producer, you've been doing this a while. I know you produce for probably some people, you know, I'm sure you can, we'll let you give your shout outs and all that to people you got on with and people in the D. But who would be some, like, man, I don't want to say dream collabs, but people you would love to work with, man, like, before it's all said and done?
Man, let's see. Man. Probably like Cocaine. That'd be cool to work with Cocaine because he like the George Clinton of our era.
Yes, sir. That could happen.
For sure. Cocaine. You know, Daz. I met Daz in Las Vegas, man. He was cool, Brother Daz. You know, him and Corrupt. Shit, Tweed Cadillac. That boy hard. Tweed
oh,
Cadillac.
That could happen, too.
Hey, listen,
don't wake up the beast. Listen. Don't wake up the other beast.
Let me tell you, I got a story about Cadillac. He probably won't even remember this, man. Check this out. I had called into his shows when he was with the Digital Delics. I think it was the Digital Delics. He was with the Digital, not the Digital
Macadelics,
Delics, but the
Macadelics.
Yeah.
Macadelics.
I'm getting my little performance. Yeah, you know, the Macadelics, and we exchanged numbers. We actually had kicked it for a minute, man. He gave me, listen. He gave me some cold game, man. Bruh. I had to leave it alone, man. He gave me some cold game, man. I'm talking about that.
Leave it
alone. Yeah, man. He was real, man. Yeah, me, man. Listen. Listen, if I ever talk to him one-on-one, he going to remember the conversation, man. It was deep, man.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Hold up. Hold on. Okay, there we go. We're going to make that happen.
Tweet Cadillac, like, baby. Tweet Cadillac, like, baby. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Yeah, yo.
What it do?
Just the Max Taylor himself?
The Party Rocket Player, original. Peace, better,
yeah.
Boss, and Tweet Cadillac, like, baby.
Yeah, what up, Tweed, man? Hey, yo, remember, man, about 10 years ago, man, I chopped it up with you, man, because I called in to one of your shows, man, one of your Macadelic radio shows about 10, 11, 12 years ago, man, and we had chopped it up, man. And you gave me, like I said, you gave me some cold game, man. It was some real spitter, man. I had to put it up and lock it up, man.
Wow, what did I tell you?
Hey, listen. I was having some trouble, man. I was arguing, man, with the wifey, man. You told me what to say, and man, they actually worked, bro. And I was like, man, I can't use that. It was some powerful peas, man.
Wow, that's all beautiful. That was beautiful.
Man.
Glad to have been of service.
It worked. That's all I'm gonna say. It worked.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. Help one, reach one, teach one. That's all it's about, man. That's all it's about, man. A pleasure to get reacquainted with you, my brother.
Yeah, and look, this is nothing I'm going to remember your memory. I remember you was telling me, it was about this cat that got killed in your hood, man, and y'all said he wasn't no banger, but you said all the Harlems came out for this cat. I remember you told me about this, man. You said all the Harlem 30s came out for this guy who wasn't even banging or nothing. He ended up getting killed, and they showed him so much love, man. I wanted that spark in the memory.
Who's talking about, Sweet?
Yes, actually, man, it was you heard of the rapper Absol with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
It was his father, man. I grew up, man. I've been knowing Absol since he was a baby. I mean, fresh out the oven. And anyway, his father was one of my best friends growing up. He was the organ man, and he went to the store to get a cigar, a Black and Mild, and a newspaper. On his beach cruiser, the car pulled by and shot him, thought he was a gangbanger. And, man, it was completely sad. His brother used to be a gangbanger. Even his sister was a gangbanger, but he never was. He was an organ man. Man went to the Army and everything. The only reason he was in the hood is because his grandfather and grandmother had passed away and left him the childhood house that they grew up in. So he got rid of his condo and had a free house. That was the only reason he was even in the hood. And it just turns out that that's Absol's dad. Matter of fact, Absol got a new album. Just
he
came
does.
Out.
He does.
Weeks ago. It's called
dope.
Herbert. It's called
yes,
Herbert.
Yes, sir. Hella dope.
And
I remember that.
My boy's name is Herbert Anthony Stevens III. Absol is Herbert Anthony Stevens IV. Funny part about it, the murder has been unsolved for all of these years, man. So, man, he's been in my prayers forever. And I was with him. He got killed 3 days after my birthday, and I was with him the whole day of my birthday. So he's touched my heart in so many reasons. So, man, that was really heavy on my mind for me to even discuss that with you. So you was probably too mad. I'm really good that night.
I remember that. Yep, we had some decocks, for real.
Yep. Man,
hey, I'm gonna have to bring Tweed out of retirement as well, man. I'm sure Tweed will love a couple of those funky beats.
You need to get them on Soul of the Streets. Get them on.
Might be able to bring them out.
Bring them out on Soul of the Streets, man.
I might be able to bring them out the house for a minute, Tweed.
Yeah, you need to punch me, man.
I might be able to pull a 16 together. I ain't lost it, man. I'm sitting here now with COVID. I got through the pandemic only to catch it now. I'm sitting there right now. Yep. My girl done went and got a hotel room. She don't even want to be in the house with me. See, I'm here by myself, right now. Yeah, man, I'm quarantined.
You got to be careful. You know why? Because people are not masking up no more. Everybody just went.
I was.
Stop wearing
and
a mask.
And I got three brothers and still got the shit. So it is what it is, man.
Just get you some ginger, man. Get you some
get
ginger,
better.
Ginger and some lemons, man. You'll be able to get rid of it quick, man.
I've done that. I got some turmeric, some ginger. I got the black tea. I've been doing all of that. I'm on like my fourth day in quarantine as we speak. So it is
what
it is.
How long does it take?
Well, they say 5 days. Say 5 days. But I got to go back and get retested on Saturday, so I'll be able to go back to work. So other than that, man.
Wow, we're sending prayers to you, Tweed.
Does
that's
that affect?
Terrible.
Look, hey, Tweed, let me ask you this because I know people that caught it before. You know, other stuff makes it worse and things. I know underlining conditions, what they say, and I know you had your issues and stuff. Does that affect anything, or is that good?
No.
Are you taking care of that?
They actually said that they were surprised that I didn't get it sooner. Because of the underlying condition that I have. But it's like all through the pandemic, nothing ever happened to me. I got all my boosters, managed everything I had to do only for it to just to sneak up on me. And I thought I had the flu. And I had the real shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Just take care, brother.
You know, love
I got your back tomorrow night. I got your back tomorrow night, you know what I mean, on that thing, man. We're going
to... Yeah, I'm going to need you tomorrow, man, because I'm like got a little shortness of breath going on.
Yeah, there's
a lot of talking is going to make you cough a lot.
Already know.
You got to just chill out. That's just
I've been chilling all day. I'm on the couch, man, right now, man, as we speak. Okay, I ain't been outside. I ain't got no liquor. I'm just sitting up here. I can't even make a hot toddy or nothing. I'm just stuck. Stuck.
Okay. Wow. I got you back front and side, like you say. Before we go, let me take this call. I know my brother right here probably want to holler at you. Caller, hello.
Digital display. What's going on with it, man? Reverend Ali.
That might be a cold sample. Digital West, that might be a cold sample of that digital display. Who is that? Well, that's my boys with the Ready for the World.
Yeah, Ready for the World, you know what I'm saying? My homeboys. Anyway, yo, I'm just checking in with you, man. Much love to digital, you know, and Tweet Cadillac, you good, man. Don't worry about it, man. I already prayed you up years ago, so whatever they throw on you, I done already prayed it off you 20, 30 years ago, brother. So it don't matter. It don't mean it ain't going to come. But you're going to withstand it. Don't even worry about it. Reverend already slapped him up in the dark alley.
That far.
Reverend, well. Feel a lot better now.
Oh, you good, man. You good. Don't worry about it, man. Look, you already got all the stuff, like you said, the turmeric and all that. The turmeric is there to thin your blood, to clean it, and to get it about you, man. Don't worry about it, man. You got all the shots, whatever it is, you know, It's a lot of things going on out here in this world, man. But when I work, I wear a mask and I wear latex gloves every day. I don't touch nothing. I give them a fist bump and a latex glove. You know what I mean? So you got to really protect yourself nowadays, man. That's all it is, man. And they never see your lips. That's okay. It's better for you anyway.
There you have it.
Wow.
Free.
There you have it.
Yeah, I do the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's okay, though. I mean, everybody got their own thing, you know what I mean? But people got the cooties. Cooties was before the COVID. Yeah, but much love to Queen Jean, you know, hugs to her, push-ups to you, G-Lo. I'm trying to keep my arm strong, saying, you know, push-ups and all that. And raps to Tweet Cadillac. Like, I got Tweet Cadillac like on a rap song. He ain't even got a copy of it. That's how much of a Mac he turned me into.
Oh, wow. What's up?
I
you say what, Tweet?
That I hear it one day.
You see, that's my OG right there. Me and Tweet had many a day. But love y'all, man, and love what Digital talking about, man. You know, I don't know if I talked to you before, you know, or nothing like that, but hey, I don't know everybody. But you know what? Like I said, a lot of music sound good, but the key is to make it feel good. And that's all it's about, man.
I want to feel good, man. I just want people to feel good. That's why I want to heal their soul with the music, with the funk. You know?
Yeah.
If I can make you feel good, clap your hands, stomp your feet, hey, it's all good with me, man.
That's right. That's right. I can make you dance. That's what Roger was all about. Make them dance, maybe.
Yes, he did.
Hey, Ali, where you been, man? I've been missing you, homie.
I mean, you know, I just work, man. I just be working, man. You know, I don't like asking nobody for a dollar or 10 cents. You know what I'm saying? They charge 10 cents for grocery bags. You know what I'm saying? So I keep all my money together,
man.
Great. Keep it pushing.
That's cold.
Stay
right
on
there.
The payroll.
They charge 10 cents for the bags now.
I ain't never seen a person scared of, man, the first time in my life I seen people scared of grocery bags. You know what I mean?
I know, look.
Hey, they
mean,
got cold with it, though. They got cold with it.
They said, do you want a bag? In Cali, they say you want a bag, and you be like, how much are they? 10 cents? No. You use every pocket that you got on you. For us, we use
that's
our bras,
crazy,
everything.
Though.
You stuff and stuff. Ain't nobody finna pay. Yeah, that is crazy.
That's crazy. They charge you
for
the
bag.
They cold.
Oh, yeah,
when
man.
When
wow.
I came out here. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
y'all be careful,
God.
Man. They got that. It's going on out there in this world, man. But you know, like I said, man, I stay on that job. I stay on the payroll, man. I found a payroll now where I can get paid every Thursday. I ain't got to wait 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So I just keep pushing, man. Get my money, save it, not
but
spend
still
it.
Rocking with
you know,
with the cats, dogs, and rabbits, though, right? Still shout out to the
oh,
cats,
man,
dogs,
yeah,
and rabbits.
Yeah. See, that's
okay.
My own business. See, I get up early in the morning. I do that. I get up at 6:30 and start taking care of dogs, cats, and rabbits. I'm finished about 9:30, 10. You feel me?
Okay.
And then after that, I go to a regular job. I come back after the regular jobs, go back out, let a few dogs out, give a couple of cats their medication, feed a rabbit, clean this kennel, and I'm out.
Right.
Then I hustle that sage, man. Huh?
Okay.
You're not really. Anybody named Bernie, man. You sound like a guy at my job named Bernie, man. He talks exactly like you. He saves his money, get up at 6 in the morning. He has long arms and short and deep pockets. He has short arms and deep pockets.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, you got to get it when you can get it, man, because once it stops or once they tell you to stay home like 2020, then you got to, you know, sever everything you got, man, to withstand the weather and the zombies.
Wow.
That's real.
Wow. Reverend Ali, y'all.
Yeah, I love y'all, man. I'm right here. Listen, go ahead, man. Take a ride or something. You know, G Lou play one of them digital tracks. I know he got something banging. You know, man. I want to rap in the mirror.
All right, Rev. Have peace, man. Wow. Yeah.
Hey,
shout out to Revy Rev.
Isn't
that, yeah.
His name Revy Rev.
That's Rev Ali.
Rev Ali. Okay. I like him, man. Yeah. He got some comedic he could be a comedian, man. He's funny.
He's funny,
and
yeah. Shout out to the Rev.
I bet he could rap.
Yeah, he could do all that. Rev can rap. He could do a lot of things. Shout out to the Rev. Oh man. Queen Jean. Queen got quiet on me. Queen, you still there?
I muted myself. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's everyone?
Shout out to Reverend
what's
Ali.
Everyone? Yeah, shout out to Reverend Ali. What you got going on for the holidays, bro? Digital West.
Man, keep it real, man. I really don't celebrate them too much, man. I just keep back, man, and I'm just gonna be back in the studio, man. I already got my children's and everybody out the way, man. But I don't really celebrate the holidays.
Well, shit,
anymore,
the holiday,
man.
As long as you off work, homie, you ain't gotta work and you can chill at the crib and relax and all that.
Yeah.
That's a holiday too.
Yeah.
So what you got?
Yeah.
So like you said, you in the studio. That's a holiday too.
On,
if you get paid to stay home, be off work,
hey.
Be paid. There it is.
Hey, listen, the holiday is Soul of the Streets 3. That's going to be my holiday, okay. Working on Soul. That's going to be the holiday for me, trying
okay,
to get
preach.
Everything ready for you. You know what I mean?
Preach.
Soul of the Streets,
preach.
That's a holiday. Soul of the Streets is a holiday. Yeah,
okay.
Getting that,
like
that fresh
that.
Funk out there for the world. Yeah,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I'm just going. Yep. And, oh, we got a major snowstorm coming here. It's going to be bad, man. So I'm going to try to get some tracks to you before the snowstorm. They talking about power outages and stuff by Saturday
how do you,
Friday.
I mean, okay. Look, I'm glad you said that. Let me ask you that. How do you deal? I mean, I know I ask people this, but if you come from that, like you come from the D, you grew up in snow and all that, so that's regular. But just like you said right now we got a snowstorm coming. Like, how do you still deal with that, or does it ever become regular, or is it some worse than others?
Check it out. It really hasn't been that bad the last 15 years. It's this supposed to be the worst one in the last 40 years, they talking.
Oh,
I believe
damn.
They got that harp. I believe it's the harp, man. They got this thing called a harp that control the weather, and I think it's our turn to get hit with some shit.
So Michigan, okay. we don't really get no natural disasters and all that flooding, but
right.
I think they said it's time for Michigan to get some get some of this what everybody else been getting. So
but check it out, when it does snow, does some be worse than others, or everyone you used to it, you know how to deal? Because people that don't deal with snow, don't know how to deal with it.
I could drive through it. You know what I'm saying? But it could be dangerous. It could be very dangerous because you could catch a heart attack shoveling. You could die from the snow. We're not supposed to be shoveling it like that. You could have a heart attack. Then the freezing below temperatures, it get bad out here. But I've been in all my life, so I know how to deal with it.
Right. It's kind of I don't want to say regular, but like you said, you know how to deal with that. But I just wanted to know, like, is some worse than others, or it's all like the same, or you just deal with it.
Just deal with it. But this one right here is gonna be something major, and I work outside, so I got to be real careful. I want to finish up.
How does that work?
Track.
When you work outside, if it's snow, is it still a regular day, or got to snow real bad for work to be called off?
No. We still gotta work snow blizzards and we got to stay out there all day, man.
You get it in, then, man. Salute to you,
I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it real, G-Lo. I work at a car wash, man. I'm gonna keep it real. I work at a car wash, and I manage the particular part of the car wash. And we outside in the freezing, and when it snows or rains, we still gotta be out there.
So people be still getting their car wash in the snow. You gotta get that thing fresh, huh? Wow.
Listen to this. The winter is our busiest month. That's when we make our money, in the winter. Not the summer, the winter. Because, listen, you got to realize when it snows in Michigan, when it snows in Michigan, they got to put salt down. And that salt eats your car. So all the people want to get all that salt off their cars after it snows. So that's why we'd be the most busiest through November, probably till March. Because that's when the snow ends, around March, and April and spring. And we still be busy in the summer, but the winter months are the most hectic. So that's why your boy be tired 12 doing cars all day. It's like GM and Ford. We the GM of the car washes. Our car wash is the number one in Michigan. We the Ford GM of the car washes. We do 1,200 cars a day.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and my department's full service. It's detailed.
Yeah, that's a lot. That ain't no regular little car wash right there. No,
it's not.
Y'all, pretty elite.
It's called Jack's Car Wash, man. We got a chain in Florida, Milwaukee. We're a major car wash, so it's no joke, man. And we got to deal with customers, ruly customers. We got to deal with, man, I got to go through it, bro. So that's why, man, your boy be tired.
Right, I got it. I got you.
And it keeps
I got you.
12 hours of cardio, bro. And I got to manage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what your boy do. He ain't doing the beats. I'm doing the cars. It's like the wash.
Right. The wash.
Yeah.
So you probably dug that movie then, huh?
Oh, man. It's so much truth to that. You know what I'm saying? So much truth to that. Yeah, man, your boy at the watch, Digital West. I be telling people, man, when I leave the watch, I got turned into Digital West. Hey, all my boys, they know, turn into Digital West.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is what it is, man. I'm a normal guy. I say I'm a normal guy, man, work at the car wash, man. But then when I get in this funk, I'm something else.
Right.
Hey, that was the funk video you shared, that you had shared with us, with the guy listening to the G-Lube. Listen to 1122.
Oh,
is that at your job as well?
That was at the car wash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I didn't see that one. What was? I didn't see that. Did I see that?
Yeah, I thought I sent it to you, G. It was a guy playing your song. It's the Indian guy. He was bumping the 1120.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see that, bro. You got to send me that. I didn't see that.
He said, "I got it right now." Pointing at his phone. Uh-huh.
You gotta send me that.
Yeah,
I probably would have reposted that.
Yeah, and I told him to shout you out. He shouted you out, G-Lou.
Wow.
Hey, what's up with G-Lou?
Yeah. Wow, I didn't see that. I missed that one.
Yeah, you got the Indians. You got the Indians over there banging slow boogie. They love the funk too.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't talking about the Indians here. I'm talking about Indians in Asia.
Right.
Them,
Right.
Yeah.
Real Indian.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
If
I didn't
find
see
it,
that one, bro. I got it. Okay.
Yep.
Good looking.
Yep. If I find it, I'm gonna send it to you. Or Queen, she got the book. I sent it to her, and I think I sent it to Maniac too. Maniac got it.
Okay,
I
don't know how I missed that one. Sometimes I miss shit, bro. But yeah, Queen will send it to me. If you don't, I'm sure she will.
Man,
we got a few minutes, man. We got a few minutes. Wes, why don't you shout out? Because I know it's a lot of people you work with, people we may not know, people you may like just like want to give love to that's listening or whatever that maybe you missed or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Show some love to some people or whoever you want to shout out.
Shout out, man. First of all, I'd like to give shout out to the Most High, Yah Elohim, Son Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, for letting me breathe and be on here with y'all. Got to do that first. My number one fan is my wife and mother. You know, they support me hella. Got to shout them out. All my children, my grandson. Who else? My homeboy, Baby D, Sherman, Gary. Shout out to them. You know, they Funketeers as well. And you know, guys at the job, they know who they is. Shout them out. My homeboy C-Style, LJ, Frank Nitty, all my cats at the wash. You know, we're gonna be getting it in the morning. You know, anybody who ever, Spig Bin Laden, people who I work with, Spig Bin Laden, yourself, DD, Queen, DJ Maniac, Kev Mac. Gotta give a shout out to Kev Mac. Yeah, Mac, if you listening, shout out to you, bro. You the one put Digital West on the forefront. Shout out to you. Thank you. A C-Note, a.k.a. Danny Girl.
C-Note. Yeah, shout out to Danny Girl, man. Danny Girl been playing, man. I'm supposed to have my interview 10 years now, man. Shout out to Danny Girl, though.
Hey, listen, I've been trying to get her to get on the beat, man. Danny Girl, she hard as like pulling teeth, man. I've been trying to get her to rap, so, man. That's going to be a hard. You can do that. Man, you got it, man. Shout out to Blue Rag. Man, Blue Rag was banging on Wack. Him and Talk, you know, shout out to Blue Rag. He wanted me to come on his show today. I had to tell him that. I'm with G-Lou right now. I had to Blue Rag.
Oh, okay,
G-Lou. I told him I'm going to get out of him this week. Yeah,
shout
Blue Rag.
Blue
up,
Rag, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Blue Rag. He was on that banging on that Steady Dipping.
Man, Blue Rag was hard, yeah. Steady Dipping, and C-Note, too. Danny and Blue both were on there. But, C-Rag was hard.
And the rest of the crypt that I couldn't mention.
Yeah.
C-Rag's out.
And you know what I liked about that song? That wasn't on the original album. That was for the video, but I like that version better.
Yeah,
I like that version right there. Yeah. But, shout out to Domino, too. Domino did his thing, though. But C-Rag got a hard verse right there, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, him and Blue Rag and Sin and she, they
I mean, Blue Rag, I said C-Rag, Blue Rag,
Yeah, Blue Rag killed it. He named all the sets.
Yep.
And the 9-7 Kitchens and the rest of the Crip sets that I couldn't mention. Yeah, that's
and
shit
was shout
hard,
out to,
man.
And shout out to Fanny Girl, C-Note.
Yes, I was, no, man, that's cuz right there, man. I got to shout her out all times.
So.
I don't think anybody else, Walker, you know, it's hard when you do these interviews, you always missing somebody. It's like, man.
It's all good.
Man, shout out to, shout out to DJ Fingers. If you don't know who that is, that's the dude that sold me the talk box. That's where he created the new style of talk box. Shout out to Fingers, man. He sold me a great product. I just like to shout him out with that talk star, man. Appreciate that because I had Brad Shear in the beginning. First started talk boxing, I had Brad Shear. And Talkstar is a way better quality of talk box. So shout out to Fingers, man. When I first got it, he talked to him and he showed me how to use it. I took his master class as well and passed it. So shout out to Fingers, man. Yeah.
What up, Fingers? Fuck with Fingers. Much respect.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yep. And, man, you, G-Lou, man, appreciate you, man, showing me love, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man.
It's all love, bro.
You getting in there knocking out some tracks, man. That's awesome, man. I love that, man.
We about to make history, bro. That Slow Boogie is already in the books. But We're about to make history, though. 2023.
What's going on, man? I'm telling you, I'm so excited, bro. And we just almost going to keep feeding the machine, man. Funk.
For sure.
Funk. So, man, we getting it in, man. And I got some more.
For sure. For
yes,
sure.
Sir.
It's all good.
Yes.
Thank you again, brother, for coming on our platform, man. I know we did it on the other show. On YouTube. Go check that out, people, if you missed that. The G-Lu Show YouTube, Digital West.
Okay,
we had to bring you over here to Blog Talk, man, West Side Wednesdays, to make it official.
Anytime
you know what
need
mean?
Me, man. Anytime. Anytime you
yes,
need
sir.
Me, man. I'm here, bro. I'm
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, homie. Have a great week, bro.
Yeah.
I'll be in touch.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Need,
peace and love.
Yep. Much love, Queen. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you all for having me, man. Thank you all for having me. It's humble. I'm humble and appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All love. Once Thank again, everyone, you. Digital West from the Midwest.
West,
y'all. There it is.
West.
Much love.
Hey.
Much love.
And remember.
Yes, sir.
Always better. West Coast is always better. It's coming.
Yes, sir. It's coming. Video and
Absolutely.
All. People be on the lookout. Thank you, bro.
The net. Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me, y'all.
All right.
Much love.
All right,
okay.
Peace and
Be
love.
Safe. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you.
There it is, y'all. Digital West. Once again, West Side Wednesdays, the G-Lu Show. We got a few minutes left before we do that. Anything else you want to put out there, Queen, before we wrap it up?
Oh, yeah, just to tell everybody to be safe, like, you know, it's that time of the season, so when you're out there shopping, doing the last-minute shopping, be safe. The weather conditions are becoming horrible. The rain, the snow, like Digital West says. So be careful if you're in traffic. Check on everyone. But people say check on your strong friends. Just check on your friends, period. Keep in touch with your family. And pray for the homeless, especially pray for the homeless at this time. What's happening outside with the weather, and pray for the sick. And tweet, our prayers are with you. Definitely want you to get better. And peace and love to everyone. And great conversation with Digital West. I enjoyed it.
Yes,
that's about it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Queen, for your assistance. And again, thank you to Digital West. Shout out to our sponsors again, BTP Media Group, 93.3 FMism. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., we got the homie JD from the Lynch Mob, man. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss that. You don't want, and I'm excited too, because JD is a legend, and man, the homie's been fortunate enough to have to go to prison when him and Ice Cube started off. So he's done like almost 30 years, and he's home now. So it's going to be an incredible conversation tomorrow night on Tweet Cadillac 93.3 FM. People tune in. Also, One World Magazine, DD Harrison, the producer, author, publisher, StreetLevelClothing.com, the G-Lu Show YouTube channel. Go tap into the G-Lu Show YouTube channel and the G-Lu Show.com. And Flashback Fridays will be back Friday with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Like that, y'all. Westside Wednesday.
Yeah. It's Kel Mac.
That part.
Owner of all her publications, Kel Mac Videos. I'm with G-Lu on Westside Wednesday.
It's King MC. Thanks for tuning in to the G-Lu Show on Westside Wednesdays, hosted by G-Lu, our sponsor BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM ism. Much respect.
This is DJ
Yeah. This is the soul of the streets. OG G-Lu. From the almighty BC, I'm just gonna speak my truth, speak facts. DJ Maniac. Yeah, hey, G-Lu, soul of the streets. I'm ahead of my time, 2023. Back with my homie Maniac on the beat. We represent the 215 to 213, 267 to 323, the 818 to 445. We spit that fire, the San Quentin, I shoot that wire. Going higher than I've ever been. Fired all my fake friends, got it out the mud. Now I'm swimming in the deep end. Homie, this is the life. Sacrifice my years, all my tears, all my fears. Now I'm living on the edge, homie. Never wanna chase pussy, I chase bread. Don't take meds to shake feds. Don't wear red, no offense though, homie. Still need bloodshed. Back from the dead to shed my light. Spread my truth, I tell no lies. I bear all fruits. If money is the root, then our souls are the evil. Cause we living for the dollar, like Marvin said. Homie, make me wanna holler. It's like politics as usual. It don't matter who you know. This is how we get it though. We cop it, chop it, split it down the middle. Fuck the middle, man. Cuz we do no riddles. Shout out to my homie Pizzle, Chill Will, Flossy B, Hank Jizzle, Queen Gene, and D.D. In the name of the almighty D.C. I'ma keep it 3G. Yours truly, cuz G. Lou. Soul of the streets.
I'm the soul of the streets, homie. G. Lou. 89 original. Been there, done that, done it all, seen it all, lived it all. Just trying to give a call to the wild, to the youth, to the truth. DJ Maniac, you did that. Thank you.